Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound pack package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
New world order.
New world order.
This is a moment to seize. The kaleidoscope has been shaken. The pieces are in flux. Soon they will settle again. Before they do, let us reorder this world around us.
A new world order.
A world where the United Nations
is poised to fulfill the historic vision of its founders.
Nevertheless, the United States is in a key position to shape this so that the problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
The first decade of the 21st century, that out of what is, will be seen as the greatest restructuring of the global economy, greatest restructuring of the global economy, greatest restructuring of the global economy, a new world order was created.
Documenting the crisis of our republic.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret meetings.
Waging war on the New World Order.
The councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
This is Govern America with Darren Weeks and Vicki Davis.
Let me stay in the region before I move away. Sam, go ahead.
Euromed Monitor, Human Rights Monitor, reports that Israel is using drones to lure residents and then shoot them. They explain the sounds of women screaming and babies crying were heard late at night on both Sunday and Monday. When some of the residents went out to investigate and tried to help, they were shot at by Israeli quadcopter drones. The sounds they heard were, in fact, recordings played by the Israeli drones with the intent of forcing the camp residents out into the streets where they could be easily targeted by snipers and other weapons.
I've not seen that report, Sam, so I'm not going to comment on it. But broadly, not relating to this particular circumstance at all, because, again, I haven't seen the report, and I'm not sure if it's accurate or verifiable. At every conversation that we have with our partners in Israel, we continue to stress the moral and strategic imperative that they have to work on deconfliction mechanisms and ensure that civilian harm is minimized in every which way possible. And we'll continue to stress that every way we can.
Will you look at this report?
I am sure we'll look at this report, Sam. I don't have any comment for it on it right now.
Do you recognize the Geneva Conventions as applied?
I've answered your question, Sam.
No, you've evaded it, and your colleague deceitfully responded to it. Do you recognize the Geneva Conventions? It's a simple question.
Go ahead.
Do you recognize the Geneva Conventions as applying to Gaza?
When you interrupt me, it's not a matter of taking additional questions. Go ahead. You got two questions.
I didn't get two questions.
You did. You asked a question about your report, and you asked a follow-up. Please, go ahead.
You're refusing to answer it.
Go ahead.
Do the Geneva Conventions apply to Gaza or not?
Go
apply to everywhere on the planet except for the Palestinians. Isn't that right?
We continue to stress everywhere that international humanitarian law needs to be abided by and respected. Go ahead.
Do the Geneva Conventions apply?
You are now interrupting your colleague. Go ahead.
I'm interrupting you. I'm insisting on an answer to a critical question.
Go ahead, sir.
I'd like to ask about the sanctions against...
Welcome back to the broadcast. That was the State Department press briefing from the other day. That was actually Deputy Spokeshole Vindent Patel and a reporter going at it about the question of whether the U.S. government really believes in the Geneva Conventions and whether or not they apply in Gaza. And, of course, another issue that the United States is not going to really deal with properly as more and more people are killed. And, you know, we have these communists running around everywhere, though, on these campuses that are pushing, you know, the pro-Hamas side of things as well. And I don't agree with them either. You know, the problem is that these things are being used to push an agenda. And what's the agenda? I think ultimately they're going to try to have some kind of hate crime legislation passed. That's what I think. So you won't be able to say anything against Israel, won't be able to say anything against Jewish interests at all. You know, and hey, look, if you want to hate somebody, that's up to you. You should be able to do that. I don't like hate. I don't think it's a good, healthy emotion.
I don't think it's something you should practice, but, you know, there's this little thing called the First Amendment, which is supposed to apply. As long as you're not causing harm to somebody in the sense that you're actually physically calling for violence, you're actually physically calling for somebody, an individual, to be hurt, to be harmed, you're not inciting a crowd of people to do something that they shouldn't be doing, then you're fine. But that's not the way they want it to be. They want to crack down on everything, including talk radio. You know, this is why George Soros is busy buying up.
As they disintegrate our country, that they kind of have to destroy the Constitution. They've already destroyed the Constitution anyway, mm-hmm. you know, by treaty. It's treason by treaty.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. A good way of putting
it. With what they've done. Yeah. But there, I want to go back for a minute to the La Paz Treaty.
Absolutely.
There's a clause in here. It's Article 9 of the La Paz Treaty. And what it says is that, taking into account the subjects to be examined jointly, the national coordinators may invite, as appropriate, representatives of federal, state, and municipal governments to participate in the meetings provided for in this agreement. By mutual agreement, they may also invite representatives of international, governmental, or non-governmental organizations who may be able to contribute an element of expertise on problems to be solved. Okay, so picture this in your mind. They put the secretaries of the EPA in charge of the international zone, and with the Secretary of State overseeing that whole process, and they can invite into their process anybody that they want, including the United Nations.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where you get one country, two systems.
Yep.
That international zone on the border was a breach of not only our country physically, the borders physically, but also a constitutional breach. You know, and a breaking of the faith with the American people. They basically put the Secretary of State in charge of our country, is what they did.
Yeah, exactly.
Which makes sense if you understand that their overall objective is a free trade area of the Americas.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now, you know, and that's the thing is that
if you don't have an economy, you don't have a country.
If the Environmental Protection Agency has been put over the border, you know, that whole area, you know, and then we combine that with the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America, the 2005 North American Union documents, you know, and these are all things, but by the way, which the government says you're terrorists if you know about. You know, you're not allowed to know about this stuff. They specifically mention, matter of fact, there's a numerous things, I wasn't going to do this here, but there are numerous things that they claim that if you talk about, or if you even know about, really, I mean, they don't come right out and say know about, but if you talk about it too much, then you're officially a terrorist. And a lot of this stuff that we've seen in these documents, those who talk about individual liberties, those who advocate for states' rights, those that want to make the world a better place, really? The colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. Those that are interested in defeating the communists, those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interest of all nations. Anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. Anyone that possesses an intolerance toward other religions. Those that take actions to fight against the exploitation of the environment and or animals. somebody who's anti-gay, anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, quote-unquote, the Patriot Movement, opposition to equal rights for gays and lesbians, members of the Family Research Council, members of the American Family Association, those that believe Mexico, Canada, and the United States are secretly planning to merge into a European Union-like entity that will be known as the North American Union. Never mind the fact that all of this stuff is documentable. Documentable.
You know what? Hmm. Yeah, the thing is that they included both sides, you know, American patriots and the communists. They included both of them in there. So that means anybody can be a terrorist.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, yeah. Anybody who is not going along with the official establishment narrative.
Yeah, no matter how many lies are in the official establishment narrative, if you go against any of it, I guess I'm a terrorist, come to think of it.
Well, that's what they claim.
A whole website full of documentation on what they did to our country.
You're not allowed to know facts. And this is why they're suppressing freedom of speech. This is why they're trying to destroy our ability to communicate on the internet and other places. This is an article from 70, you know, of 72 different things that have been mentioned in different government documents. And this came from preppergroup.home.blog. Members of the American Border Patrol, they list in here, American Patrol. Members of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Members of the Tennessee Freedom Coalition. Members of the Christian Action Network. Anyone that is opposed to the New World Order, never mind the fact that the New World Order is real, as we've demonstrated with our show open, and this is why we put that in there, is because so many people said, oh, if you talk about the New World Order, you must be one of those whack job conspiracy nuts. Except that they talk about the New World Order. They're the ones that are constantly saying that, where do you think we got it from? We got it from them. So all this stuff is documentable. If anyone takes the time to actually read or watch videos of their think tanks, anyone that is engaged in conspiracy theorizing. You're not conspiracy theorizing over there, are you, Vicky?
Not at all.
Anyone that is opposed?
I'm not theorizing at all. I've got documentation for every damn thing.
There you go. Anyone that's opposed to Agenda 21? Anyone that is concerned about FEMA camps, anyone that fears impending gun control or weapons confiscations, the militia movement, the sovereign citizen movement, those that don't think they should have to pay taxes, anyone that complains about bias, anyone that believes in government conspiracies to the point of paranoia, anyone that is frustrated with mainstream ideologies, anyone that visits extremist blogs or websites, anybody that establishes an extremist blog or website to display extremist views. What's extremist, by the way? Anything they want it to be. Anyone that attends rallies for extremist causes. January 6th, anybody? And by the way, you're worried about FEMA camps? You don't need to worry about FEMA camps. They'll just round you up and throw you in the D.C. jail. You don't need they don't need FEMA camps. They just put you in prison. With all the felons and cutthroats and thieves and people that rape people? Yeah. Meantime, the illegal aliens are free to rape, dismember, and destroy and terrorize communities. That's fine. Anyone that attends rallies for extremist causes, anyone that exhibits extreme religious intolerance, anyone that is personally connected with a grievance, anyone that suddenly acquires weapons, anyone that organizes protests inspired by extremist ideology, any militia or unorganized militia, general right-wing extremist is another term they've used, citizens that have bumper stickers that are patriotic or anti-UN, those that refer to quote-unquote army of God, those that are fiercely nationalistic as opposed to universal and international in orientation, those that are quote-unquote, anti-global, those that are suspicious of centralized federal authority, which would include the founding fathers, by the way, Those that are reverent of individual liberty. Those that believe in conspiracy theory. Didn't we already say that? Those that have a belief that one's personal and or national way of life is under attack. Those that possess a belief in the need to be prepared for an attack, either by participating.
Arrest anybody under those, under that list.
Yeah, paramilitary preparations and training on survivalism. Those that would impose strict religious tenets or laws on society. Those that would insert religion into political sphere. Anyone that would seek to politicize religion. Those that have supported political movements for autonomy. Anyone that is anti-abortion, anti-Catholic, anti-nuclear, or right-wing extremist, returning veterans, those concerned about illegal immigration. I thought we covered that one. So some of these things are repeating. Those that believe in the right to bear arms, anyone that is engaged in ammunition stockpiling, anyone that exhibits a fear of communist regimes, and so on. You know, they mentioned evangelical Christians, end time prophecies, those that display the Gadsden flag, you know, the don't tread on me. Anyway, this is true, folks. They have listed every single person in the United States as potential domestic terrorists. They look at you as the enemy. And why would they do that? Because they are the enemy. Just much of the population just hasn't figured that out yet. And as Vicky pointed out very astutely, they are targeted too. Because it doesn't matter what your viewpoint is. The right-wing constitutionalists, the so-called MAGA crowd, the so-called, those that believe in the Constitution, those that believe in the way things should be run in a representative government, not a democracy. You know, as even Biden, you know, that we were talking about him earlier, a stopped clock sometimes is right. He actually came out and admitted, I think mistakenly so, stumblingly so, that democracy is not the American way, that freedom over democracy, and freedom is the American way, not democracy.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Freedom over democracy. See, democracy is not freedom. He was actually, you know, it's like if you let a monkey type on the typewriter, bang on the typewriter long enough, he's bound to actually type a word. If you let Biden mumble long enough, he's bound to make something that actually says makes some sense. And
yeah,
even though he doesn't know what he's saying.
Our election system, our system of government has become a farce because they've built this international edifice over the top of our government.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are not elected. We don't even know who the hell they are. And we don't know about their organizations, and we don't know about where they draw their power from. And I'll give you a for example, the Commission on Environmental Cooperation was formed in 1994, and it's composed of the highest level environmental authorities at the cabinet level or equivalent from Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And the council oversees the implementation of the North American Agreement on North American Agreement on Environmental Cooperation. Okay, so that is a commission that sits over the top of our damn government. And it's an agreement between the governments of Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
Right.
So, And vast majority of people don't even know that they exist. But they're the ones that are taking away our rights to use our water. Because it's the EPA person who is in charge of our country, basically.
Yeah. Well, now you make me want to jump to Agenda 21. Here's the thing. Folks, there's so much to talk about, but I've got an article here. NATO member rolls out red carpet for Hamas chief. See, they evidently invited the Hamas chief as head of NATO's second largest military. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has continued to stir controversy among his allies by his Hamas sympathetic stance. As early as last October, on the heels of October 7th Hamas terror attack, totally stood down intelligence operation, folks. They knew it was coming. They facilitated it to come because they wanted the attack so they could have an excuse to do exactly what they're doing now. That's my opinion, but...
Well, that's exactly like September 11th,
absolutely.
2001.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Another false flag operation. You know, and I thought it was interesting. I think it may have been Warren Christopher that was talking about how they were, you know, blaming Putin for using false flag operations. That's exactly what they do. And by the way, how do we know they're lying? Because their lips are moving. I mean, remember what Mike Pompeo said?
Sorry, when I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. Mm. I was a CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like we had entire training courses.
So there you go. We had entire training courses on how to deceive the public. That's what they do on a regular basis. So we have, you know, NATO allies cozying up to Hamas. Well, but that's no different than what Israel themselves have done, because they helped start Hamas. They've facilitated and built up Hamas for the purpose of defeating Yasser Arafat. And now we're supposed to believe that they're no longer working with Hamas. You know, that's the thing. The best opposition, folks, that you have is the opposition you can control. Never forget that.
Yeah. And what is NATO? It's the regional military, right? It's mm-hmm. regional military, supposedly to protect Europe, but I suspect that it was to contain Europe. Mm-hmm. And what happened just a couple of years ago? NATO representative moved over here to the United States, and I think he took up residence in, I think it was West Virginia. I'll find it anyway, because I wrote an article. I just kind of stumbled on the article, and I was shocked that they would allow a foreign military representative to be in the United States.
All right, we got the break. We got the break coming up.
Understand the whole global system that they're building. This is not the United States. You know, he is visiting. He is here.
Okay, hang on. We got to take the break, Vicky.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
The spooks go to find out what's really going on. This is Govern America.
In the home stretch of this hour, we got one more hour to go after this hour, and I will probably open up the phone lines in the final hour of the show today. I see from Daily Caller, they cite the New York Times, a New York Times article, Israeli intelligence services obtained plans for the deadly October 7th attack more than a year before it was carried out, according to the New York Times. Hamas carried out the deadly terrorist attack on multiple locations in southern Israel October 7th, killing over 1,400 people, including at least 30 Americans. Israeli military and intelligence officials viewed the plans, which they named Jericho Wall, as being aspirational, according to the New York Times. Now, this just confirms what we've been saying all along, folks. They knew this attack was coming. They knew it was coming, and yet did nothing. Stood down the intelligence. Why would they do that? Because they wanted the impact. So there you go.
It's their 9/11.
There you go. And they're going to use it to the fullest extent possible, and they have. They've murdered, they've slaughtered, they've killed, and they've destroyed. And they're
the globalists don't have any national loyalties at all.
Absolutely.
And so you would say, well, why would they attack their own people? Well, they aren't their own people.
Right.
Because the globalists are like a separate breed of people that I don't personally understand, except that they're monsters, okay? Let me just say that.
Yeah.
The globalists are monsters.
That's a good way of putting it. So anyway, those are the main things on foreign policy I wanted to get to.
Let me go back to NATO and the United States for a second.
Okay.
After 9/11, NATO invoked Article 5, which says that an attack against one is an attack against all. Very shortly after that, they stood up Northern Command.
Mm-hmm.
which is a military that covers North America. They already have Southern Command, which covers, you know, I guess the Central and South America. So I think you could say that Northern Command is the global regional military for this section of the world. But, you know, what I would question, are they under command of NATO? Well, since NATO sent their representative over here, it would seem so to me.
Yeah.
You know, just in my way of thinking about things, because hierarchy is everything. And I don't ever recall hearing that they revoked Article 5.
No, they didn't revoke.
That war was over.
No.
No, that attack is over.
No, they never revoked it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. You know, and we're talking about NATO and the, you know, all the U.S. military and its role, you know, and we've talked before about how they will sacrifice their own in a heartbeat. There's a whistleblower in the Navy now. This is Navy Medical Service Corps Lieutenant Ted Macy, who is an active duty officer, a Navy health administrator, and a medical recruiter. And he's got information that he's disclosing from the Department of Defense showing a major increase in military pilots with heart-related health issues. We just got out of the COVID mess where COVID shots were being pushed everywhere. This is a war on the population to reduce the population, in my opinion. And certainly it has reduced the population. It's killed off a lot of people and continues to do so. There's an article right now out of Australia, I believe it is, Victoria, Australia. A look at unprecedented surges in cardiac arrest cases in Victoria. In the past 2 years, there have been a notable surge in the number of cardiac arrest cases in Victoria, Australia. From 2021 to 2022, cases increased by 5.8% compared to the previous year, reaching an historical high. These numbers have sparked public concerns about the potential side effects of the shots. They call them vaccines. I'm not going to bother. That's Zero Hedge. And they cite a number of sources on that. This Navy health recruiter, again, his name is Ted Macy, Lieutenant Ted Macy. He comes out and he has these statistics, these official statistics from the Navy about how heart health related issues are just skyrocketing.
So in July, Undersecretary Cisneros acknowledged the DMED data, the database working properly, and also acknowledged things such as myocarditis rising 151%. So I went in today. I'm doing the same thing, five-year average. However, I'm comparing it to 2022, and I only am using fixed-wing pilots and helicopter pilots, active duty. So we get hypertensive disease, 36%, ischemic heart disease, 69%, pulmonary heart disease, 62%. Heart failure, 973%. Other forms of heart disease, 63%. Cardiomyopathy, 152%.
These are statistics from this Navy whistleblower who's got a high-ranking position, it sounds like. And he's in a position to know. You know, here's the thing, Vicky. This has gotten so bad. There's players now on the field. We've talked about how these athletes, professional athletes whose hearts should be in great position, should be in great shape, you know, and they're dropping dead everywhere. Taken off the stretcher, Premier League match cut short after player suffers cardiac arrest. That's from the Daily Caller. This situation's gotten so bad. Let me tell you what they're doing in Michigan. The Michigan legislature is pushing bills now to require schools to have defibrillators and certifications for athletic directors in case children on the field have heart attacks. There's a report that, let me just play this for you. WJRT has a report on this.
It could be on the way to require schools to have potentially life-saving equipment and a plan for using it at on-site school athletic events.
Michigan House Bills 5527 and 28 would require state public K through 12 schools to create cardiac emergency response plans by the start of the 2025-26 school year.
And this week, a new state bill may help expedite Eisenbeiser's mission, making it a requirement to have life-saving plans in place along with equipment at sports events in public school settings.
These bills in tandem will help to create the necessity to develop a cardiac response plan, but also then to say we need to have the equipment there to respond to that emergency.
Equipment like an automated external defibrillator or AED.
High quality CPR. And then the AED comes in after the compressions.
AEDs help shock the heart back to life if an irregular heart rhythm is detected. The device, if used within minutes of cardiac arrest, increases one's survival. Lawmakers say it's about safety and standards.
And I think that there's an opportunity for the state to step up and if we say, raise the floor about what our standard of care is.
And Fitzpatrick says most schools do have AEDs, but this bill will ensure that they are maintained and people are trained and ready for an emergency. The bills would also require high school athletic coaches to be certified in using AEDs.
What do you think of that?
I'm appalled and disturbed. You know, I used to live across the street from a junior high school, and they never had football in junior high until like in the mid 90s, early 90s. But they brought in football for these young kids. Well, my dad was a little league coach, and you can't push the little developing bodies that hard.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to train these kids to be like professional sports, like that's they're going to be their vocation in life is professional sports, and they push them so hard, and that's not a right thing to do. But everything has become about money,
mm-hmm.
you know. So our society doesn't look at children as children. They look at them as like athletes, you know, professional athletes in training, or professional doctors in training. It's like everything in this whole society has become about commerce.
Yeah.
It's not a country where you have people, where you have families. It's a commercial territory, and everything is being geared towards the commercial aspect.
Yeah, well, you know, that's because we have bankers controlling everything and running everything into the ground. You know, that's a perfect segue into where I wanted to go next. We don't plan the show. You know, Vicky and I don't plot things out ahead of time, but it couldn't have been any better. There's an account on Twitter called TikTok Investors. By the way, TikTok has been banned now, supposedly. So I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know what people are going to do now who are using TikTok. Are they going to just magically stop using TikTok? I doubt it. But anyway, this account's called TikTok Investors. They featured this young, cute blonde girl who appeared to be in her early teens, and she was offering her solution to the nation's money problem. Now, as you listen to this, you might be tempted to say this girl is incredibly stupid, but no, you'd be wrong. The truth is that she's got a really bright future ahead of her, in my opinion. She's a fully qualified Keynesian economist.
USA is in debt. Everybody's in debt. Why don't we just print more money? And hold on, because I've heard the whole inflation, it'll go up topic. Well, just don't. Just don't make it go up. Just get the printers going. Let's print some more money. Like, what? Aren't we the ones printing money? Hold on. Let me really logically think about this. The trees make paper. The paper is money. Okay, so we cut down more trees. Snip, snip. And we print some more money. The world would be a better place if I was president. No inflation. Nothing goes up. We just print more money. We don't just give it away, but we print it, and then we're not in debt anymore. Because aren't we, like, a lot in debt? Okay, I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid. But, like, for real, though. Should I, like, go tell the president? Like, hey, I know we were having some financial problems. I just had a little idea. Print some more money. Isn't it just, like, that simple? I feel like so many world problems are just, like, have really simple solutions. Like, what other... I mean, I guess the printers, they cost some money. Maybe labor for whoever's printing the money. I mean, I'll print the dang money. And then the trees, the ink. But other than that, I mean, hey, we got more money.
Now, she just mentioned she wanted to talk to the president about her idea. If she's not careful, she just might get hired. Especially if...
Well, except that she wanted to print more money to pay off the debt. That is a fabulous idea.
Well, that's... Hey, listen, again.
Print the money and pay it to the Federal Reserve to pay off the federal debt.
Well,
I like that.
That's what the Federal Reserve does. And again, you might be saying, you know, what an incredibly stupid person. But listen, everything she just said is... Here's Alan Greenspan. You tell me now, that clip we just played, what difference is there in what she was saying than what Alan Greenspan was saying?
The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
So she's just, you know, not up to speed that's what they're already doing. You know, and I've got here's another one. This is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. This guy's name is Neil Kashkari, and he told 60 Minutes.
Yeah, Neil Kashkari.
Kashkari.
He was the guy who, you know, during the meltdown, and I think it was 2008,
yeah,
when the economy and everything came to an abrupt halt.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy who advised Hank Paulson that they needed something like $700 billion to start reviving the economy, because in 2008, that's when the economy died.
Right.
That, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where the big banks got their bailouts and everything.
First it was TARP, and then it was QE1, QE2, QE3, and I don't know what the new name is for printing money just to keep the economy going.
Well, they had quantitative easing and...
Yeah, that's QE.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quantitative easing.
Well, here's Neil. I like your terminology, cash and carry. I like that. Neil Cash and Carry. He's telling 60 Minutes of Scott Pelley back in March of 2020, you know, because first it was 2008, the financial crisis, but then we had another crisis in March of, you know, in 2020, the whole COVID mess, which was another theft on the American people, another scam.
We have a crisis every few years.
Right, because it's very lucrative for them to steal everything.
They pump out lots of money into the economy.
Mm-hmm. Which is theft.
Going, but then, you know, all the money gets, I guess, exported because everything we use is imported.
Yeah.
So it all goes to the Chinese, basically.
Yeah, so here he is. And as you listen to this, you're going to think that preteen girl or whatever she was, teenager, she's not sounding so stupid now, huh? She's got a bright future ahead of her.
Can you characterize everything that the Fed has done this past week as essentially flooding the system with money?
Yes, exactly.
And there's no end to your ability to do that?
There is no end to our ability to do that.
There you go. Neil Kashkari.
Yeah.
March 2020.
Yeah.
On 60 Minutes.
Yeah, just print that money. And they've got to get it into circulation, though, so that the... It, you know, breathe some life into the economy, because if they didn't, then our economy would just stop. They converted our country to a system of national state capitalism, same as the communist Chinese.
Yeah, and here we see from the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, President Biden's budget calls for raising $4.3 trillion in revenues over 10 years. So how is the federal government, which produces nothing, going to raise $4.3 trillion in revenues over 10 years? They're going to tax you till your eyeballs bleed, listeners. And that right there is their effort to, hey, let's just not make the inflation, let's make it not go up. Yeah, that's how they do that. So everything she called for, it's currently what they're doing. Here we see from the Americans for Tax Reform, Biden calls for 44.6% capital gains tax rate, 44.6%, listeners, the highest capital gains tax since its creation in 1922. So there's how they're fighting inflation. They're fighting inflation by taxing the currency that they created into existence. They're taxing it out of existence by taxing you. So it's all theft.
For a long time, they weren't taxing capital gains at all.
Right.
And which favored the wealthy, because it's only the wealthy that get capital gains.
Yeah, and it's the wealthy that give make businesses and make jobs for the people who are not wealthy. So as much as the other side likes to villainize, quote unquote, the rich, you know, I've never had a poor person give me a job. I've never had anybody who didn't have money be able to hire me.
What you're repeating is a, I don't know what they would call it, but it is a concept given to us, you know, so to justify the tax benefits that the wealthy get. If the wealthy were just investing in the United States, that might be okay. But they're investing like crazy over in China and different countries around the world. So,
but the concept's still true. I agree with you.
But I don't care about creating jobs in communist China.
I agree.
I care about the U.S. economy.
I agree, but still, the who do these taxes hurt? They don't hurt the billionaires that are outsourcing the jobs to foreign countries. They're hurting the middle class, the upper middle class businesses. They're working poor.
No, that's where you're missing the global economy. What you just described was if we had an economy within our own borders and those tax benefits benefited the people within our borders. But that's not the way the global system works.
No, I agree. But these tax increases are going to hit the people who have businesses who are within our borders. Because the wealthy, let's face it, they're the ones that are pushing. They always have accountants. They always have loopholes. They always have ways around things. It's the middle class who have the businesses that are here that are going to pay the price. Always. I think these other people are busy. They're writing a lot of the laws. They're funding the politicians who write the laws that ensnare everybody else.
You'd have to read, from my point of view, I think they should throw out the entire corporate tax code and replace it with a straight flat tax on corporations, period.
Well,
maybe deductions for domestic employees for property within the United States, and that's it, you know?
What we really need to do is get rid of the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve, and we need to arrest all of the people who are involved and currently are involved in the conspiracy. We'll start with Janet Yellen and work our way out to everybody else Jerome Powell. You know, how about we start with these characters, arrest all of them, put them on trial for crimes against humanity, because that's exactly, this is not a victimless crime. Families have been destroyed. People have committed suicide. The nation, people have lost their homes. People have lived. This is the reason why the inner cities are going to crap. This is why the drug problem ultimately has been promoted. This is why homelessness is skyrocketing. It's because people are enslaved to the international banking system. It's destroying everything, as the founders warned it would. You know, Woodrow Wilson, when he signed it, he said he ruined his country in doing so. So here we are. What do we do? How do we get out of it? How do we break it? How do we break its power? That's really the question.
I don't know. The only thing I could think of to do once I realized something was terribly wrong was to start trying to figure out what went wrong and when it went wrong and document it. And that's what I've been doing all these years.
Right.
Researching and documenting what I found.
Yeah, exactly. And you do it very well.
You know, because I'm not a person that can go stand on a stage and talk to people. You know, I was always one of those computer programmers who just, you know, lock me in a room, throw raw meat at me every once in a while, and I'll be perfectly happy.
Throw raw meat. That's funny. All right, we're out of this hour already. One more hour to go. The next hour, we'll open up the phone line, see what you think. And we've got more. Where's all this going? Ultimately, the central bank digital currency, because they want to crash the economic system, because on the ashes of the present economic system, they're going to build their new technological system, the technocracy, and the central bank digital currency that goes along with it to control every aspect of your life. That's where it's headed.
And bits are so much cheaper to create than those dollar bills.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, we're out of this hour. We'll take the top of the hour break, and we'll hit the ground running in the next hour. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
Excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.